This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg.
So, Paul, how do you feel about failing?
I don't like it very much, to be perfectly honest with you. It's not something I like to do on a daily basis, but it certainly is something that that happens, and I think it happens on a whole variety or shades of scale, from the mini little oops, oh never mind, that doesn't matter, that's fine, to the horrible, deep, dark, sinking feeling when you think, oh my God. Goodness, what am I going to do? I have no idea where this is going to go or what I'm going to do about it. So, absolutely, fear is thankfully not failure is not necessarily a daily occurrence, but it's certainly a regular on a variety of scale.
Yeah, and I can absolutely relate to that. I tend to admit to learning the hard way. With a fair number of my wonderful lessons. So learning by mistake is all well and good, and sometimes it's a bit painful too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I must admit, I like to learn the hard way as well. So I'm quite used to doing things the difficult way, failing, picking myself up again and carrying on again. So it's, I guess it's something that you get used to. The more that you experience certain types of failure, or at least if it's not critical failure, you know, really bad failure of something, then you do get used to it, and it's how you handle, how you recognise failure as well.
Yeah, now that's a really interesting question, isn't it? How do you recognise failure?
It's something that I've learnt to try and train myself, that when I hit something that to me is a failure. The first thing I get is an emotion. I'm a very kinesthetic person, which is a horrible coaching phrase that we use for a feely touchy type person.
Yeah.
And so when I feel like I failed something, the first thing I feel is a very deep and dark guilt of oh my goodness, I've done something terrible. And it's probably not terrible. It's just that the seriousness of the situation makes me feel like I've killed somebody or something. It's quite severe, and luckily over the years I've managed to notice that and almost put a label on it. So when I feel that emotion, I know that's actually a marker for my failure. So what can I do about it? Is there something I can do to fix it immediately? Is it something that I just need to accept as the way that things are going to be, or do I need to start putting in an action plan to fix it?
Yeah, and there's certainly a range of options there now that you can consider, but I'm guessing it hasn't always been that way.
No, not at all. I mean, when I was young, very young, many, many years ago, I was at school, as many people tend to do these days. I was taking my O levels, which at the time they were taken at 16 years old, and I think they've been replaced by GCSEs or whatever now. But I took 7 O levels, and that was quite a lot. It was a reasonable amount, went to go and pick my results up at school and opened up the little envelope and inside it was, I had passed 2 O-levels. And the shock and the horror and the dread of, well, yeah, I have no future. What am I going to do? The thing that my parents used to threaten me with when I didn't do my homework was, oh, well, you know, when you get older, you're going to be a bin man cleaning the streets. That was the worst thing that they could threaten me with at the time. but I was lucky. I was very, very lucky. I stumbled across a careers advisor, and I explained to them the situation. I talked to them about what I would like to do. I'd like to do something with computers. Mm-hmm. She said, well, why do you think you failed your computer qualification at school? And and for me, that was when the penny dropped, and I realised actually it was something outside necessarily of my control, because my teacher at the time was away with a back injury for almost 80% of the time. Okay. So we had supply teachers. And because I loved computers so much and enjoyed them so much, I actually ended up helping him teach the class. So I'm great at teaching people how to do things, but I'm not great at learning the syllabus for subjects that I'm not really getting a great exposure to. So that's one of the scenarios of what made me realise, okay, so I did fail. There was something that went wrong. It was something out of my control. And then she helped me do something about it. So,
wow. That sounds like it was an amazing experience to have had.
It certainly was. It certainly was. And it gave me a great confidence, really, with dealing with future failure. I keep saying future. In the future, failure.
Fantastic. And certainly one of the experiences that I've had is when I have a sort of almost a conscious realization of having failed at something, it's almost a sense of curiosity, because I revert back to that learning from mistakes sort of mode and go, okay, so what is it that I need to learn from this? What am I missing that I need to learn from this? But I think actually deep down, what first comes up for me is a sense of disbelief almost, you know, oh my God, how is that possible? You know, could I have really failed? Is it really, has it come to that F word? And so it's really interesting that you've had, you know, the ability to notice what it is that really is that signal for you of that that situation arriving.
Yeah, it really has helped me. Because I put that label on it, and I can feel the emotion happening at the time, within a very short space of time after that, I think, okay, I now need to, I know what I need to do, and that's either very quickly cover it up so that nobody notices that I failed, in particular me, so that I don't have to worry about it anymore, or do I need to basically tell the world that, okay, I've made this mistake and I now need your help. This is what I think is the action plan to resolve the situation, but I'm going to need your support to be able to do that. And it's quite a bitter pill to take, but people's help is amazing once you've admitted failure and you've admitted that, you know, there's something gone wrong, but I think you can help me resolve it.
Absolutely, and it really sounds like you got lucky with the careers advisor whose reaction to your failure with the O levels really actually helped you turn it around. And it's interesting that different people react differently to failure, not just failure of others, but also, for example, I find that I can be much more critical of my own failure than I am when I'm hearing of someone else talk about failure, and that it's much easier to accept and to understand failure in someone else. So I had a really interesting experience that taught me so much about my own reaction to failure, that really helped me to start accepting and understanding my own failures as well, because I was speaking to a gentleman once, and he was telling me the story of growing his business, and it had been a dream of his for about 10 years, and he'd spent 10 years of his life and effort and money sort of trying to grow this business, and in the process ended up losing millions and millions of pounds. Mm-hmm. And as he was telling me this story, I don't know where it came from, but my initial reaction to him was, oh my God, what a fantastic experience.
So what did he say to that?
Well, as you can imagine, his first reaction was actually quite sort of, you know, a few moments of shock. Because that was not at all the experience or the sort of response that he was used to getting from people when he'd told them of this situation.
Yeah.
And after a few seconds, he went, well, you know what? Actually, it was the most amazing experience. And, you know, it was very painful. So thankfully, I won't have to learn it again. But it's just taught me so much that, you know, now as my business is starting to really grow and I'm really following my dream, you know, I don't need to be scared of making those mistakes again. Mm. And I was quite, you know, I really felt that was a turning point for me in how I viewed failure as well, which was a fantastic learning experience.
Yeah. So have you been able to use that in your own life as well?
Yes. I think these things sometimes come with some level of hindsight as well, but yeah. I've certainly had the experience of the failure of my marriage, And it's a very emotional sort of process to go through, and I'm very thankful that my husband and I have been able to resolve it in a very amicable way, and we still care about each other a lot. We're still in contact. Mm. And yet that sense of, you know, how can 10 years of this wonderful relationship actually come to the point where neither of us feel that, you know, going forwards with it anymore is the right thing, was an absolute shock. And it took me a while to get over the disbelief. And
yes. And
once I did, and I sort of went to that place of curiosity, okay, so really what is it that I'm not learning from this? What is it I need to learn from this to make, almost make, well, the whole thing worthwhile in the sense of honouring the relationship that we'd had.
Mm.
And I really feel that's just been, you know, one of the most remarkable experiences of my life. I've learned so much about myself, so much about who I am in relationships, and so much about my husband as well. It's been wonderful.
Mm. That's an amazing and very personal story, and thank you so much for sharing it. It's quite empowering when you get to experience the stories of other people that are of their failure and their triumphs from failure. You suddenly feel you take on a little bit of that energy and a little bit of that hope that if it happens to you or it's happening to you right now, there is something you can do about it. It's just a matter of taking a sort of a little bit of a breath, a little stand back, and reassessing the situation and let yourself, give yourself time to work
Absolutely.
Things out.
And one of the really intriguing pieces of advice that I've come across recently is fail fast. And that's quite a challenging thing to sort of embrace, but the idea is if we can allow ourselves to make small failures fast and to learn from them, then we're going to be so much closer to being in, you know, on the path that we want to be on, without the fear of what happens if we take a wrong step or a wrong turn along the way.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're just about at the end of our podcast, I'm afraid.
Well, it's been a pleasure joining you today, Paul. And what one last little tidbit on the art of failure would you like to share with our listeners today?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think you should consider failure temporary. And it's something that I posted on my blog recently, that temporary is the important word rather than the failure. Temporary means it will end.
Yep.
However, temporary also means it won't end immediately, so you do have to work through it a little bit, but it will end. So bear that in mind. Temporary failure, that's all you're experiencing.
There is light at the end of that tunnel.
Exactly. Brilliant. Thanks very much, Sam. Take care.
Thanks, Paul.